Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Good evening, that's right. We have to change the world, just you and me, us and them, and everybody that it takes. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Today is Think Thursday, and we've been thinking, we've been counting, we've been waiting for the finish line. Things are going to happen. Change is very difficult, you know what? But when you're change makers out there, it doesn't matter. You know, it is important that we live cheerfully with a strong spirit of optimism. We need to be able to continually direct our minds in a bright, positive, and beneficial direction and help those around us do so. Two, we should strive to develop a state of life where we feel a sense of joy. No matter what happens, no matter what the outcome is, as I say to everyone out there, the law of cause and effect is very, very straight. You get back what you put out there. This election has been a test. We're not political over here, but yet we all political over here. You know, I like to get out and I work on those balance every now and then myself. But after this, it's really given me the fuel to continue to do more and more and more and more. I got a blue suit that I have hanging on the door. I don't know if it wants to go to the Congress or if it wants to go to the Senate, but I know that I need to be in there saying something. My thing is, how am I going to get there? I'm going through the process, and with all of you out there pushing for me, I know we're going to get things done. My word today is that we have Gloria Melion coming on. You know, she takes care of that relaxation, mood, and sleep, what we need for our bodies. And after that, we will have Frequency Fix. That's Rebecca and Misty. They have some information for you that's going to blow you away so that we can continue to take care of our bodies. Let me play a little bit of this before we bring Gloria on. Good evening. It is Think Thursday.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Only like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly. She got
we're going to bring on Miss Gloria Mullion with us this evening to tell us how to keep our feet on the ground, keep our bodies healthy, and what we need to do that. Gloria, are you on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShane?
I am on the air, Miss McShane. How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you again. You know, we like to get that appreciation put up there up front because we move out here. We really appreciate you coming on, Karen, and sharing with us. And on that note, I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you take it.
All righty, then. So this evening, we're going to just touch on some things that help us to relax and make our mood a little bit more cheerier and help us to sleep. So we've been all probably on an emotional roller coaster these last few days or these last 3.5 years. It's been an up and down, in and out and all around. And sometimes we're in a fight or flight mode. And when we spend a lot of time, which the majority of the people sometimes do because of things that are going on in their lives, they spend a lot of time in the fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, over time, that has a tendency to make our nervous system a little bit weak. And, we succumb to stress. And as always, there are things that we can do to make sure that our body is able to handle this fight or flight and being in a stressful situation. So, we need to give our body the opportunity to relax. And that's what herbal teas do. And so this evening we're going to talk about the power of daily tea. Just saying those words helped to relax me because I know how important and how tea does play a part in relaxing the body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are studies on everything and everybody. And there's also one on the effects of daily tea. It says that just sipping a cup of tea can have therapeutic effects. If we could just, go back in our mind and if not think about a time when we did it, but to visualize actually making the tea and actually sitting down, holding the warm cup of tea in our hand, it has kind of a very relaxing tone to it. And it helps us to relax ourselves, thereby helping to repair our fight or flight mode, helping to repair our nervous system. And nature has provided us with a number of methods to help us to relax. And one of them, as I just stated, was the power of daily tea. So if you could, or if you would like to incorporate that into your life, it would be a very healing time. It would be a time where the message that you send to your body is that you deserve rest and relaxation. I'm going to now give you a nice warm cup of tea that actually has the potential to relax you. And so with all of the stuff that's going on in our environment today, we have to make sure that we take care of all of our systems, especially the nervous system, because taking care of it gives it a rest from all the stress and what that does to the body. I want to share with you some relaxing flower essences. So you know how when you receive flowers, it makes you happy? It kind of lights up your spirit. Well, there is a process where they get the oils out of the flowers, and they're called flower essences. So what it does is it works on our emotional health. and it helps to keep us relaxed. And one of the products that I have used over time, it's called, it's a Bach Flower Remedy. And there is one that's called Rescue Remedy. And what it is a blend of five essences that aids in trauma, anxiety, and panic attacks. And there's also a sleep version of it, which has white chestnut in it. But things like, I know you probably are familiar with lavender essential oil. It helps to, you know, bring our spirit and emotional health. It helps to make us calm, in other words. There's another one called valerian root, and it brings us to a deep state of peace and calm. St. John's wort, dandelion. These are some of the, I would call them calming herbs. And they help to gently calm and uplift the nervous system because of the rest and relaxation that comes with that. You're able to, you know, gently calm and relax yourself. So some of the herbs that we could use, they're called nervines, and I'm sure most of us have heard of chamomile, mm-hmm. or chamomile, some people say. And it's the one I reached for Tuesday night when I was biting my nails. I tell you, it was a nail biter, which is why I wanted to talk about this subject tonight, because, okay. you know, I realized that, wait a minute, okay, this is not, you got to stop this, you're going too far, got to okay. relax. So I started thinking about what herbs do I have, you know, in my environment that I could use to do that. And, of course, I had some holy basil, and I had some chamomile.
Okay.
And I also had some ashwagandha. So those are really good herbs that calm you. Now, before I came on, I may sound a little sedated or a little bit more calm than I usually am. I was drinking a cup of holy basil, and I can say without a doubt that it does, because I'm feeling a little, you know, kind of a little sedated, because it has
okay.
really calmed me out. And that one is called holy basil. But most of these herbs you can find, I usually find a lot of my herbs at Sprouts or any, you know, health food store. But one to keep on hand would be chamomile, and because it does do exactly what it does calm you by the mile, I'll say. And it's called chamomile. So
how do you spell that, Gloria? Can you spell the bad for me?
Chamomile. Absolutely. It's spelled chamomile.
Chamomile. Come on out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. C-H-A-M.
Another good one is lemon balm. Is also a good herb for, it's a good nervine and mood tonic.
Mm.
And like I said, there are a number of herbs that are specifically to help boost our moods, help us to feel relaxed. Some are sedative, Tuesday night it was very hard for me to go to sleep.
Okay.
And so I didn't have passion flower on hand. I did have lavender. Passion flower, motherwort, skullcap, and kava are very good relaxing herbs.
Mm.
And they tend to, you know, like when your nerves feel fried and you're on the edge,
mm-hmm.
and very overly sensitive, those relaxing sedative herbs can do you a world of good. And,
okay.
Did you have any questions about that, Linda?
you know, about the lavender. Well, you know, I love my lavender, so I think Tuesday I just soaked in it, okay? Because to go through and you look and you worry and then you hear things and you know it's so I'm so glad that you decided to come on with us with our relaxation mood and sleep, because I noticed I can function off of 5 hours of sleep. I used to could function sometimes 4. When you're up, you're moving, everything. I have a good 5. I can deal with 5, but here lately I've gone a little bit past that. You know, I just hit that button and just take me 3 more and give me a good 8, a wake up, and I love taking naps,
okay.
You know, but teas are very, I like the chamomile. I keep that around. I'm not really a tea drinker. Mm-hmm. I like the scent. It's the scents that really calms you, and I'm more of a candle person than a tea person, but it's always so refreshing and so relaxing to put that favorite candle on and sip that tea, because you go off into your own thing. You have to do you some me time. You know, we believe in that me time. And when
you need it.
So I love my candles. I like to have the scent.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with all type of fragrances, but these ingredients and things that you're mentioning, a lot of candles carry that, and the flower box that you say, now I need to go get one of those, okay, and just like roll around in it. I try not to, if I can get, how can you put it, I try not to get stressed or let those nerves work up. I have a method of getting it off of me real quick, but there's others.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes you sit up and you say, why am I feeling this way? Or why? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? You know that it's trying to creep in on you, giving you a little test, you know, knowing that you're going to stay in a fight or flight mode to get things going, you know, especially when we have busy, crazy days with this election and you're working out there with the candidates and stuff. And I decided not to get into the arena, be on a ballot. You know, I'm learning about that stuff. But after seeing this, as I was talking with the listeners, I think I'm going to have to put on this blue suit. I don't know which way I want to go. So I'm putting my call out there early. So when you see the name, you know, and get out there, it's a test for me. I'm learning about it because I've always ran from it, because my family is political. They believe in shutting it up, getting it done, and getting it complete, okay? And didn't have a problem with telling you about it or telling you how to go and where to go if you didn't do it. So that was like something that I've always ran from. But event, you know, people keep coming. They keep pulling. You know, learn the process. I love the community. I love people. It's all about the people for me. So out of my mouth, is if it's not about the people, you know, you can forget it. Because if you get up there and don't do what you say you're going to do, we're going to make sure that you don't get up there no more. Okay, so my personality, my patience and stuff, I'm working on that. So I'm drinking a lot of teas over here. But I think I'm going to have to, like, put on the blue suit. And I talk with a lot of people that are on the ballots. I watch their strategies and see how they do things and, you know, listen very, very closely and support in a manner that I can support the one that I want to get behind. I like to get behind all different types, okay? And I put out there the energy that I'm going to put out there, the way that I'm going to put it out there. But as long as it's people skills. So by you coming on, Gloria, sharing this with us, you know, that fight or flight and dealing with the nervous system, we're just waiting here, you know, the wait, the anticipation, then you hear the rhetoric and you hear, you know, cause and effect. As I say, it's very, very strict. So what you put out there, you're going to get it back. And if it's about the people
Absolutely.
And if it's for the good of the society, it has to be for the good. It's going to work itself out. It has to work itself out. So you can kick, scream, holler, whatever, okay? It's all about the people. And if you have the type of heart, which I have a problem because I'm unswayable, and I'm very, very, what can I say? I'm very, very verbal with what I feel, and I don't care who I say it to. And I'm just learning how to I wouldn't say not be myself, tone it down a little bit more through observation and stuff, but yet still get the job done. But after seeing and going through this, it's like, okay, what do you do to get connected into that to make sure that this kind of crap gets eliminated forever, okay, because you're dealing with the people. It's very interesting. We have to deal with facts. So after I get off this evening, I think I'm going to have me a cup of tea.
Okay. One other thing, Linda, too, for those who don't like tea, maybe you might like milk. When you add honey to it, it brings brings out the tryptophan in the milk, and
okay.
It also has a very calming effect on the body. So, you know, like for those of us, because not everybody likes tea, but for
That's
those
true.
Who don't, they may like milk, and warm milk with honey.
Mm.
It has a very calming action and effect on the body. And so you could, you know, put a little pinch of maybe nutmeg or cinnamon. Those are also powerful spices that help to, they're stress relieving.
Okay.
And sleep promoting. So that's just an idea, something you might, you know, like to try, may or may not like to try. But if you like milk and honey, and you can find a nice spice you want to add to it, it's a very calming drink to have before you go to bed at night.
I'm sorry, what were you saying before you go to bed at night? I was going to ask you something, but I want you to complete.
No, I was just saying that it is one of the best things that you could have before you go to bed at night because of the tryptophan that's in the milk. It's very calm, and then it helps to put you to sleep. And the honey brings out that in the milk.
Wow.
And so it's just one of the, as I'm talking about these things, I'm realizing that it's actually helping me. Just talking about it is relaxing because, I don't know, it's just something about warm milk and honey or a warm cup of tea. It just has that effect. You know, a warm, calming effect that, you know, helps us to be able to deal with whatever we're dealing with.
Well, we're getting very skilled with dealing with whatever we have to deal with. But
we're
getting very, very skilled. So our appreciation to you because, you know, you keep us on that health and well track things that people don't even think about. Or, you know, even, you know, when the meal preparation, the things that are good for the body. As we all know, the body can always heal itself. And for a lot of individuals who are not into, just taking a pill for everything, that somebody say you need to take a pill for to take care of this, that creates that and that, this is very good information, and that's why we're here. I wanted to acknowledge before we go off on here to let the listeners know that this portion is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, which is a nonprofit organization that is skilled out there with consultants and advisors. And what this organization does is give a solution for the need. So keep that in mind. Community Unification and Collaboration. It takes care of everything because it takes everything to get that done. That's why we're about education and unification and collaboration here. We're waking up with Linda Maxine. And on that note, is there something you wanted to close with us, or is there another topic that we need to know before we let you go off on your busy evening?
No, that's about it. I think that's, that's about all I have to say on that subject tonight.
Well, you know what? Gloria, we love you. We love you. You always keep us on tune. Gloria comes with us every other week, and she brings various topics, but it's about health and wellness. And tonight, we were talking about relaxation, mood, and sleep. And once you relax down, you shouldn't have any problem going to sleep because I can't remember if I slept on Tuesday night myself because of wrapping it up. You know, there was a lot of virtual celebrations and a lot of virtual thank yous and, you know, we had to do it in a different way, and there's counting going across the board, in the congressional and all of this. People are still waiting on their counts, you know, because, you know, they put it out there. So you just can't take that first thing and run with it. So it's still winding itself down. But once I get off this evening, I think I'm going to have me a lavender soak to relax me down. I'm doing pretty good here, but with the information that you have given us, and we again appreciate you for that, we're going to say, Gloria Melion, thank you, thank you. And we will be speaking with you, okay? Have a great evening.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We have to stir it up. In order to stir it up, we have to make sure that everything is working properly in our bodies. And that goes from our physical to our mental, emotional, dealing with our chakras, meridian. It's called bioenergetics. We want to have the great balances. I have two young ladies that are coming on. And that's Misty and Rebecca. They are frequency fixed. Sounds exciting, because it is exciting. I'm going to bring them on with us. They have some information that we all need to listen to, look into, and use to take care of our bodies. It's the best thing that's happened. You hear about things like this, but it's so far-fetched or it's so out there. But this particular subject that we're going to talk about this evening, Frequency Fix, is going to give you some information that's going to keep you up all night. Rebecca and Misty, are you guys on the line with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you.
How are you feeling?
You know what? I'm feeling very, very balanced here. I felt very, very different after we went through our therapy session that was so different, so unique, and so well done. I'm still trying to process this, the balance that I feel. This was something that was done in less than an hour, ladies and gentlemen, and we were not face-to-face. So this can be done socially distancing because I was on my phone and they were on their phone. I'm just going to be quiet to let them know what you do, Rebecca, what you do, Missy, how it's done, and what we can do to get one of these built-in, wellness mates, okay? That's what I'm calling it because it checks out everything and it cures everything. And I didn't take a pill. I didn't see a doctor. So I'm going to be quiet on that. Give us some information. Frequency Fix, welcome in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, first off, I just want to say that this particular device is called the Healy. And it is an FDA-certified medical device that is literally opening the way to the medicine of the future because it's all based on frequency. And that's what we are, right? We're all sound. We're all frequency. And so they have developed this device based on Nikola Tesla technology. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Nikola Tesla, he created a blueprint for the secrets of the universe. And it's all about frequency, energy, and vibration. Because energy never dies. All it does is change form. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'll give you an example. You walk into a room and you're like, oh, it's feeling good in here. I want to hang out. I want to get to know these people. That's one frequency. That's one energy. And then you'll walk in somewhere else and it'll be like, oh, I'm not digging this vibe right here. We got to go. And so that's basically the concept of energy. It's all about vibration. And to be in a complete healthy state, we need to be in a perfect vibration. And if we're not, that is when disease can enter the body, when we are not completely balanced. So the cool thing about this device is that it's a wearable device, which is unheard of. It's like you literally can just take it and put it on your lapel, and you can download a frequency that you need, and you can walk out the door. You could go for a hike. You could go to the gym.
It's only about 2 inches by 2 inches by 3/8 of an inch. That's it.
And so then you're able to receive these quantum frequencies. And what's so brilliant about it is that it actually scans your body, and it will then determine what you need, whether it's help with your liver, whether you need balancing of the heart, the kidneys. I mean, it has, and even emotional issues, it would be able to pick up if you have negative thoughts in your head, and then would be able to redirect and bring a positive, light-filled type of experience into your being. And so it really is the next evolution in medicine, and it's definitely a digital application so that you can be on the go with it. And I know that some of these programs, there's 144,000 frequencies that are involved in this device. And
wow.
So it's there to harmonize the body, harmonize your organs, and they have programs for your joints, your bones. It can harmonize mental states as well as your emotional and your soul well-being. And it balances your chakras. It also works on the meridian system. And I've always said that, you know, after us using it and actually using it on other people who've either been in, you know, really severe pain, and we've seen the results, it has really helped to decrease pain and discomfort. It also cleanses toxins out of our body, which is just amazing because we have environmental pollutants everywhere, right?
Yes, we do.
And it re-educates your cells. So I'm going to give an example. For me, I have a lot of pain and inflammation in my body. And when I started using the Healy, I no longer have the pain and the inflammation. It's gone. It's remarkable how effective it is. And it's good for people with fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, you name it, anybody with pain. We had a friend who we did a session with the other night. She had been on pain pills for 9 years. She had fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. She had been in a car accident. She has not had a pain pill in 5 days now. Five days. We did 2 sessions.
Whoa.
So,
well,
it's remarkable.
What excites me about it, because it does that. It does the balancing and the deals. And what's really exciting about it, not only can we take, but it's good for learning. It's a good learning tool for the young adults. It, you know, you were speaking, I'm doing research on it. I've read up on it, you know, to children that have sensory motory issues, you know, ADD, things of that nature. It calms them down because, you know, their frequency, they're on a totally different frequency all day long, every day. And that frequency actually remains the same. And when you speak with parents that have to, you know, that have those issues, you know, that situation is there with the children, you know, it can wear them out. So, and I experienced it. And what was so exciting about that for me, it was I was here in my home and you were in your home, and we asked a few questions and did a few things, and the machine got busy and hit the point, and I was not even there, because that's the way energy moves, and people don't understand energy, like you say, the good energy, the bad energy. But I experienced it. As a matter of fact, I was so relaxed, I felt like I had taken a nap for like 10 minutes. Okay. So today, when I got up to start my routine, I felt quite differently in the areas that I was concerned with, okay? And I'm still observing, because I know that we're all energy. That's all we are. And when you go in and place in, you know, medications and things of that, that's only to mask up the situation. Everything moves in that cell. So if it can get in and get to that cell and get that cell open up, and diabetes and everything, diabetes is a cellular disease, okay? So it's a thing, and many, many other diseases out there. So I'm just thrilled to death to understand about Healy, and I've been talking with people, and there it's not on. It is set up a certain way. You have to go in. It sort of like seems like it's a certain group that pushes it out there. You can't just go buy it across the counter, but it's set up for personal use and for business adventures too. But everyone that's using it is loving it, and it's not at a price that, you know, nothing is overpriced for your life and your health. You can be the wealthiest person in the world, and if that health is bad, it's not doing you any good. So I'm real excited about the Healy. I wanted you guys to come on and share the Healy. I don't know if it's time to bring in information. Is there a website that we could have out there? Or what should you do? Should someone contact, or is it gone in through a membership type thing? I know it's set up membership-wise, but it has to move that way in order to make it spread in as many areas that it's spreading in. But I've spoken with my doctors, my chiropractor, which is, you know, alternative medicine, and she knows a little bit about it, but she likes to make know a little bit more, because when you talked about the meridians, you know, the meridian one, and then you talked about the meridian that deals with the organs of the body. Can you give us a little bit on that, how that directs out there and what it goes to? Because the machine does its thing when it's scanning. It tells you exactly where your problem is. It's remarkable. It is like when they say the new spaceship, you think you're like on another planet. Well, that's it's digital. That's the way it's going now. But it was like mesmerizing to me that you were hitting those points, you know, telling you about your heart, telling you about your throat, going into an area. And how would you know that? You're not there. So frequency and energy. But it baffled me because you were so many miles away from me and I was not with you, but yet you were giving me this information.
Yeah, that's the beauty of quantum. Quantum energy is what the universe is made up of. And
yes.
So we all are a part of this quantum field. So that's why it's so amazing, and that's why it works remotely, and that's a beautiful thing. I know there are some, you know, healers out there, like energetic healers, who have done remote work, but this is off the chart. This is way different.
There's nothing like it on the market. It's very intuitive.
It is. I'd like to say that it is like having a chiropractor in your pocket when you're talking about the meridians, because your meridians all lead to all your organs. And so when it is scanning you, it is looking for the low frequency so that it can go in and rebalance you with a new frequency. And so it will scan your heart, your liver, your kidneys. It will scan your lungs, and it can scan any meridian point in the body. And then what all I have to do is hit one of the scans, and it literally will emit the frequency that your body needs in that moment. And the really cool thing is that this device is also interactive. So as it's scanning your body in that moment and it is changing the frequency of a diseased cell or a bad cell and trying to rebalance it and bring you back into a healing state, it's actually changing the frequency. So once it knows it's got that frequency and it's lifted you up, it goes on to the next one, and it lifts that frequency of that cell. And so it just keeps moving throughout the body. Wherever the scan has shown up that you need it most, it could be connective tissue. It could be your joints, your bones.
So it's not about curing. It's about rebalancing. When your system is balanced, you don't have disease.
Right.
No,
and, I mean, we've worked with I'll give you an example. My aunt has Alzheimer's. Now, she's not been able to speak a complete sentence in over a year. We used the Healy on her for 3 days, and she spoke her first complete sentence in over a year after just using this device for 3 days, and it was a miracle.
And she could remember, she started telling us stories. When we told her where we were stopping along the coast and what we were doing, she started telling us stories. She could remember the stories that she wasn't able to tell us a year ago. And it was fun. It was great. It was exciting.
Yeah, so there are many, you know, there are many people out there who are benefiting from the healing and really changing their lives.
And there's a lot of research done. It's not just, we're not just saying this. I researched this device for 6 months before I was willing to buy it because I just wasn't sure. And then a friend of ours had gotten sick. She had multiple sclerosis, and she was fine for 4 years. She really had cleaned up her body and her life. And this was a woman who was an MD and went holistically because the medical community wasn't able to help her. And all of a sudden, she couldn't get out of bed. And for 2 weeks, she was in bed and couldn't move. And a friend of hers came by with the Healy and said, use this. Just take this and use it. And see what happens. In 3 days, all of her symptoms from MS were gone. Now, it's not to say that you have MS and you do it and the same thing's going to happen. Everybody's body is different. Everybody reacts to frequency differently. But you just never know when you try these things how it's going to affect you. And everything's been positive.
And what we're trying to get at, and for maybe people who are, you know, in an alternative healing field, is that the right frequencies can increase ATP production. Now, ATP is considered to be the energy currency of all of life. It is the high energy molecule that stores the energy that we need to basically do just about, you know, everything we do in life. And, you know, over time, our body loses the communication of those cells. And so these proper frequencies being put back in and transmitted to the body can increase energy levels and then repair damage in the body. And it's been remarkable.
Whoa.
Here's an example for me. I use myself as an example because I just prefer it that way. It's my experience with it. My eyes, my eyesight was going. And I really needed to go to the eye doctor and get new glasses. And I decided to try the eye program in Healy. And I used it a couple of times. And, you know, during the daytime when it's daylight, I can now see without my glasses and I can see the little tiny letters again like I did when I had 18/20 vision.
Wow.
That's remarkable.
Now, there is a gentleman, and this is a testimonial. We're not saying that, you know, this is a treatment, but he had very severe diabetes, and he was on insulin, and he utilized a certain program for 9 days straight on the Healy, and he now has not had to take insulin for the last 6 months.
Okay.
Again, this is him. You need to, you know, work with your doctor in this because this is not a cure. This is a balancing program.
Mm-hmm.
But it's remarkable.
Well, I like the idea that, you know, and I was saying, okay, you know, I want to try this out, but I'm social distancing, I can't get there. And then when we just did what we did, well, I understand about the energy of the universe, and that's all that's out there. And people say, well, how can that happen? How can, you know, you have people, some people meditate, some people, they chant, they don't understand what flows out there. That's why we have to be very, very careful of what we put out there, because it's out there.
That's right.
It's out there.
That's
okay.
Right. Because we all share consciousness.
Yes, it is out there. So it's like, okay, I understand that method. I know how that works. I know when you say the frequencies, everything is a frequency. Our body is nothing but energy. You know, and that's why we have to be in tune and aware. Like you said, Rebecca, you know, you go in a room and it feels all good, and you go somewhere and it feels all bad. That's why it's structured that way. But we ourselves have to be in balance so that we'll be able to pick up on those signals. I call them put up the antennas, okay? We all carry antennas. And those antennas are out there to pick up those frequencies that we need. Some of us pay attention and some of us don't. But if you're clogged up and you're in pain and you're worried about your ankle, your back, your whatever, you miss out on those messages that are coming to you. So that's why I really wanted you guys to come and share, because there's other methods out there, and to give people really things to think about, and more so to think about our health, our body, and our existence. With all of this that's going around with us, you have to stay in tune. I am still checking myself out. I think we were to get what, less than 30 minutes, and you were there, and we were on an app. Okay, that was the craziest thing. You know, I'm trying to get all technical and stuff, but I'm excited about how that was done. So if you have a relative or someone that's where the training would come in. How would you work with your relative? Because this particular product has a very great support system with it, and there's trainers and people there that can answer the questions that you might have some doubt about. Am I correct? It's a big, big operation.
It is. It's well, first off, if people want to know more about it, they can go to Frequency Fix with two X's. It's F-I-X-X.
Okay.
And they can contact us there. They can learn more about it. We have information and videos and links to the product.
Okay.
And the beauty of this product is it was created by a German scientist.
Okay.
And before it was created, he had given up all of his earthly belongings and he became a Buddhist monk for 12
okay.
years.
Okay.
During his time as this Buddhist monk, he received these information and the downloads from spirit and telling
okay.
him to go out and help heal the world. Now, his
okay.
first product was the Time Waver machine, which has 500,000 frequencies. And it's a large machine and requires doctors and practitioners to use it.
But this part that he, as he was there in the, what was
the monastery?
The monastery. He got the message that he needed to put out a wearable so everybody could use it. And his base is love. He feels that if there were 100 million Healies around the world, it would change the frequency of the world to love.
And it will, because everybody's going to be happy. Everybody's going to be healthy. And on that note, and I'm going to close out with the motto I said that I would use, because I'm very much so interested. I'm going to look further into this. I've been speaking with persons about it because I liked what I felt. I liked what I heard. And it just mesmerizes me to know, you know, because it's always good to get scanned. People say, well, they can do this, and they, you know, that's all great and fine. We're all energy. And once you realize that, I mean, you can be placed in many, many slots. You need to know how to keep yourself balanced and how to recognize it when it comes and be able. So my statement on this is I am very much so interested in the apparatus and the device so that I can heal myself properly so that I can show others how to do the same thing. So Mr. Tesler, the gentleman, the creator, and we're kind of like on the same wave, and so are you guys. I'm going to look further into this. Again, listeners, you're talking frequencyfix.com is the website. Rebecca, could you please? I'm sorry?
With two X's. Frequencyfix, F-I-X-X.
F-I-X-S. I posted it out that way. And Misty Cooper, Rebecca, they can contact you guys. They're on the website. I have persons looking into it. As I said, I spoke with a chiropractor today, and she knew something about it, but I'm thinking she said it was a big machine, and so that was the original one. She doesn't understand, but she's very familiar with it because, you know, they move with energy and frequency. That's what they do. That's why I like them so, okay? On that. So,
yes.
Excuse me. Excuse me. So on that note, I'm going to put out the website www.frequencyfix.com. Please go in, listeners, and look at that. Dig deeper into it. Contact these young ladies here, and they will hook you up so you can find out a little bit more about yourself and how these things are done. And what makes you tick. See, it's all about you. If you love yourself, you're going to learn how to treat yourself so that you'll in turn be able to love and treat others the same way and teach them how to do the same. Am I on note with that? Rebecca and Misty, did I hit it on the nose? Is that what it's all about here?
You nailed it.
Well, I love you guys. And again, frequency.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you. Frequency Fix, F-I-X-X, with two X's out there. Look into it. Go
to the website. I tried it, and you know I am what you call a kind of leery individual when it comes down to the new wave stuff and the digital. I'm not one to just jump in and check out something, but what I experienced, I know that this is something that each and every person that's walking around with the body thinking about health and want to help others should look into, because it is workable. And the idea that you can just put it in the palm of your hand and take it anywhere that you want to go. I'm trying to convince my family. I have to get into it more. You know, I got them Texans down there, and you can't convince them of nothing. But I think this is something that I need to get more into so that I can help them help themselves. And on that note, I'm going to say good evening to you and Frequency Fix, FIXX.com. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks for having us. We love you.
Have a good evening. Let's get it busy out here. Love you.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
Ain't no stopping us now. Oh, no, no. I'm on the move. I